Hi, my name is Sylvester Kobo, and I'm the Deputy Head of Fixed Income at Stanlib. And this is our take on the third iteration of the 2025 budget and the potential impact for the bond market. Compared to the March budget, revenue expectations for this year and over the next 2 years were revised lower by about 62 billion rand on the back of the VAT increase reversal and lower growth expectations due to uncertain global macro environment. This could have been worse had they not budgeted for an 18 billion rand increase in other taxes for this year. Treasury then had to cut spending to balance their books, and these spending cuts mainly came from the buffers that they had built into the March budget. So they reduced provisional allocations by about 82 billion rands, and the contingency reserve was also reduced by 21 billion rands over the next 3 years. And the net results of these changes are that they expect the main budget deficit to be slightly worse this year at 4.8% versus 4.6% of GDP in March. But they expect improvements in the outer years where the deficit reduces to 3.4% of GDP in 2028. Treasury also expects to raise another 20 billion rands next year from additional taxes, which they will outline in the 2026 budget. And they've also budgeted to stop the SRD grants. So this is the 350 rands per month grant at the end of this fiscal year, which currently costs them about 35 billion rands per year. This will obviously be tougher for them to achieve given the municipal elections coming up next year. What also dents the credibility to their projections is their higher GDP growth and inflation expectations compared to consensus and data coming in, meaning they will most likely have to revise this lower in the upcoming MTBPS later on this year and show more fiscal slippage going forward. For instance, they reduced their growth expectations this year from 1.8% to 1.4%, whereas your private sector analysts and economists, some of them are sitting at around 1% GDP expectation for the year. Debt to GDP was revised higher this year and is now expected to peak at 77.4% versus 76.2% in the March budget. And we expect this to be revised higher in the MTBPS as growth and inflation figures come in lower than what they have. Currently, debt to GDP is sitting at 76.9%. The positives in this budget are that they maintained the hard stance of not plugging the revenue gap with higher debt, but instead cut expenditure further, which lends credibility to their fiscal consolidation plans. They also have a bit of space in the budget this year for a further slippage of around 70 billion rands, given the continuation of their switch auction program. But for us, they are slowly running out of space as the buffers are now materially reduced. And if the economy experiences significant shocks, they will be left with no choice but to borrow more from the bond market. And so, the overall view from the team is that Treasury was successful in balancing the books for now and kicking the can down the road, but they are running out of room to maneuver. The bond market reaction to the budget was slight weakness, but we think this was largely because of higher expectations that were built from headlines last week from the Deputy Finance Minister. The market had expected an announcement around a lower inflation target, which never came, which now makes the short end of the bond yield curve attractive as the Reserve Bank now has to cut interest rates in their meeting next week because of low inflation and growth. And looking ahead, we expect the bond yield curve to steepen further to reflect the risks around the National Treasury forecasts not materializing and surprising to the downside. But we don't think the Treasury materially deviates from their fiscal consolidation path, which means at some point there will be value in bonds as the market retraces weaker. Thank you.